you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser. B-Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Darren from Anacortes is. Darren, are you there?
I am here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Darren has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Got it. Ready.
There's no place like home is a famous line from what movie?
Wizard of Oz.
Correct. What is the primary ingredient used to make the Indian flatbread naan?
It would be flour.
Yes. During which war was the Battle of Gettysburg fought?
Civil War.
Yes. Who recently announced their split from Machine Gun Kelly just weeks after her pregnancy announcement?
Pass.
Evanescence has the hit song titled Call Me When You're What?
Oh, God. Pass.
Who plays Ben in the romantic comedy Meet the Parents?
Ben Stiller?
Yes. Which planet has the longest ocean?
Longest ocean?
Yes.
It would be Earth.
No.
What? Jupiter.
Yes. No. The animated sitcom King of the Hill is set in what U.S. state?
Texas.
Yes. Who is the current quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings?
I can't remember his name. Pass.
TikTok was first released in what mid-2010s year?
What was it?
Mid-2010s year.
What was the first TikTok. Part of the question?
TikTok was first released.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
All right.
Okay. Darren, you got 6 correct. Not bad. Kind of right down the middle.
We can work with that.
You know. You guys
My brain wasn't working. My brain's not up yet like I am.
It's okay. I don't really think any of our brains are up.
It takes a minute to catch up to the body.
A minute? It takes me hours. Sometimes even never. My brain sometimes never catches up, okay? I'm just physically
Sarah, we're very aware. Thank you.
Rude.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about, but just walking in, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Just don't agree with Danny.
All right, fine.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
There's no place like home is a famous line from what movie?
Wizard of Oz.
You know it. What is the primary ingredient used to make an Indian flatbread naan?
What?
What is the primary ingredient used to make the Indian flatbread naan?
Butter.
No.
Yeast.
No.
Bread.
No. During which war was the Battle of Gettysburg fought? No.
What?
During which war was the Battle of Gettysburg fought?
The War of 1812?
No.
The Civil War.
Correct. Who recently announced their split from Machine Gun Kelly just weeks after a pregnancy announcement?
Oh, Megan Fox.
Correct. Evanescence had the hit song titled Call Me When You're What?
Horny.
No.
Sober.
Correct. Who plays Ben in the romantic comedy Meet the Parents?
That would be Ben Stiller?
Yes. Which planet has the longest ocean?
That would be Uranus, sir.
No.
I don't know. Earth?
No.
Jupiter?
Correct. The animated sitcom King of the Hill is set in what U.S. state?
Ohio?
No.
Texas?
Yes. Who is the current quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings?
Is that Kurt Warner?
No.
Kurt Cousins, I mean.
Still no.
Oh, Kurt Warner hasn't been playing for a minute.
Steve, it doesn't matter, though, because you got 7 correct, which is a win, barely 7-6. Sorry, Darren.
That's all right.
Have a good one, my friend.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
Darren got correct. The primary ingredient used to make the flatbread naan, it's just flour.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love me some naan bread, though.
Right?
It's pretty bomb.
Yes.
It's
so good.
Also, if you would have just paid attention to our fantasy football league, you would have gotten this right, Steve.
Oh, would I have? Is he on our team?
Yes.
Their current quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings?
Oh, I know we have, what, the Daniels guy, right?
Yeah.
Who's, what, the Commanders quarterback?
Yep.
We have him. I don't know our other quarterback.
Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold!
Yep, that's your boy, and you didn't even know.
Oh.
And another one you didn't get to, TikTok was first released in what mid-2010s year?
2015?
16.
Okay.
Well, congrats. Okay, congrats on beating Darren.
We have partnered up once again with the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm on Coats for Kids, and it's happening right now. Our goal is $50,000, but our even more important goal right now is $20,000. Because why, Steve?
Oh, because I made the agreement because someone left us a voice message on our Odyssey app and said, hey, look, you guys have convinced Taryn Daly to sing Father Christmas for an like $6,900 we ended up, and we crushed that goal, and so you're going to be singing that at live night. And they said, well, you know what, Megs, you should sing as well. Since your favorite song is Dominic the Donkey, how about you sing that? I love the song. I don't love singing. I never do karaoke. It's very embarrassing to me, but I'm willing to do it, of course, if it means that we can raise enough money for kids that are in need. And so it's like a little over $20,000 we have to raise. Right now, we are at $19,183. So we're very close. I'll even get a donkey costume, and I'll be Dominic the Donkey.
You're going to embody everything that is.
We're
going
to do it. We'll do it big. But we still need to raise about $1,000 more in order for this to happen. But thank you to people like Jeffrey Zucker, who just donated $40. That's two brand new coats for kids in need. Holt Hoffman also donated $40. And again, shout out to Shehalis Deli. They donated $250. To help out, raise as much money as humanly possible.
You can go to KISW.com to donate, or you can text KISWGIVE to 44321 to donate. And Migs, you said something earlier. You requested something, and I think we got it for you. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
Cupcakes.
No. It will help kids in need as well.
I thought it. I didn't think I said that out loud, so okay.
We're going to tell you what it is after Everlast.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve Miggs, you said that you will sing Dominic the Donkey live in front of an audience this Friday at Live Night if we, in fact, raise more than $20,000 for Coats for Kids.
It's Dominic the Donkey.
I can just have Mike the Beast do it for me.
He's great.
He's great on the ukulele. He'll be joining us for a special version of Hook or Shook on the ukulele, which is going to be a lot of fun.
And you just kept upping the ante this morning. You said you're going to get a donkey costume.
I will order a donkey costume, and I will be Dominic the Donkey if we raise over $20,000 for Coats for Kids.
Are you going to wear a collar and let us lead you out on a leash?
Oh, look, my.
I don't want to be kink shamed here.
Let's do it then.
Well,
can I borrow a leash?
Yeah.
Sure.
I love that you looked at Sarah.
I know. Wow.
Well, I can bring one.
Do you remember what else you threw out this morning?
Yeah, like if we had like a horn section.
Well, I have some good news for you. And that is, we have our friend on the phone right now, Heather from the Scoblins.
Awesome.
Heather, good morning.
Good morning.
So Heather is the most badass saxophone player this side of the Mississippi.
And that's a lot coming from you, who also played the saxophone.
Well, I'm the least impressive saxophone player this side of the Mississippi.
Yeah.
But Heather, I understand you heard us talking about this earlier this morning, and you feel compelled to tell Steve that you think you can make this happen.
Exactly. Yeah, I heard it and I was like, yes, I'm in. So and I know the rest of the Scoblins horn section is in as well.
And that's you and Josh and TJ.
Yep.
Oh, and the Scoblins are awesome. Now I have to like step up my game and sound better.
So Heather's on the barry sax. TJ is our trumpet player. And Josh will be on the trombone.
Flute.
The flute?
What?
Right. And I think that works with this song, a little bit of flute.
Who's playing the flute?
TJ.
TJ.
TJ will swap the trumpet for the flute on Dominic the Donkey.
Exactly.
So you guys are doing like the... Now I'm getting fired up because the idea of even singing with a horn section just gets me excited. And it's the Scoblins, so this is going to be a blast.
Horns make everything better.
Yeah, they do.
That is the most true statement that's ever been spoken on this radio program, Heather.
But it works out well because I know you guys were already doing, you're going to be doing something with Live Night. So at least it's not like we have to worry about like trying to get you guys to come down there because you guys are coming down. So that's awesome.
Right. We're going to be there already.
And so you guys are performing Christmas in Hollis, I believe.
Yep.
And now we have you on the books for Dominic the Donkey.
Yep. It's
All right, if you had to pick, which one are you more excited to play?
Actually, the Dominic the Donkey, to be real.
Yes. Are you familiar?
Fun little Barry Sachs part.
Are you familiar with the song, or is this like a song that like, you know, it's not part of your Christmas music rotation?
It's not, but because of you guys, I listened to it and I'm like, oh man, that's gonna be great.
Oh, let's
we
go.
Got this.
Let's do it.
Well, thank you, Heather. I believe we'll see you tonight at band practice. We'll run through it a couple times and see how bad Steve Miggs can mess up Dominic the Donkey for us.
Perfect. I'll see you guys tonight.
All right, have a good one, Heather. Thanks.
Yeah, you probably should. This is the last practice of the new originals.
Yeah, it is.
Before live night, so even if we don't raise $20,000 by tonight, I should at least practice it once.
Yeah.
I should probably print the lyrics then. Like, I know most of it.
How many verses are there?
It's like three, I think.
Three verses? Or four.
It's a story. It's about a donkey.
It's a beautiful tale.
From Brooklyn.
All right. You asked for horns, Steve. You're getting horns. We just have to raise $20,000.
And where are we at right now? Let's see. We were just over $19,000 when we first started talking. So let's just see if we've gotten any more donations. Yes, we did. An anonymous donation of $200 just came in. So we are now just under $19,400.
Let's go. Let's hit that $20,000 mark and let's Dominic the Donkey.
At the end of the day, all we're hoping is to raise as much money as possible for kids in need. Brand new coats on kids with Coats for Kids. Our goal is $50,000, but if we could hit at least $20,000, that is so many kids that are going to be hooked up with brand new coats. So I'm okay with looking like a fool. I've done it for free before, so I'm definitely down to do this for an opportunity to raise more money for children.
Go donate at KISW.com, Rockaholics. Now, we know you're a massive fan of Dominic the Donkey, but would you say you're a massive music fan in general? If so, do you think you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us, and if you do,
Harold, you'll win tickets. You ready?
Yes. Is that the punk rock version of Dominic the Donkey?
All right, I got another one for you. You ready?
I'm going to go with the original Dominic the Donkey.
Wrong. Oh. The 8-bit version.
If you can name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus, we will hook you up with tickets to see Theory of a Dead Man with special guest Aaron Jones at the Moore Theater on February 23rd. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This morning, you have called, you have texted, and we are finally checking in with the Rockaholics. So do give us a call if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show this morning, or if you have anything on your mind. Checking in with the Rockaholics is brought to you by Pendergast Law, and the phone number is 206-803-ROCK. Our friend Justin in Ferndale, you have a Christmas decoration idea for all of us.
Uh-oh. Yeah, good morning, guys.
What's
this up? Actually was turned on me by the Rev. And I don't know if you guys seen his holiday lights where it's like every holiday and you just put them up once.
Dude, one of my neighbors got one of those as well, just like Rev, where it's just like you set it on your phone. You could change it to like Halloween colors. You could change it to like whatever colors. You could have it like do whatever.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is that like the permanent light installation? Is that what it is, or is it different than that?
I think it could. I don't know. What, Danny, you saying no?
I don't think it is. I don't know if you permanently put them up, but he just bought a kind of lights that you would just put up on your house and you could just control them with an app.
Yeah.
So you could do Halloween lights, Kraken lights, Christmas lights. You could do anything and just leave them up all year. Or, yeah, I mean, at that point, I guess it is permanent. But
yeah, there was a company I remember when I was at like one of the, like I think it was in Sumner, and I never got around to doing it because money was a little too tight to make it happen. But I'm hoping maybe by next year we can pull it off, because it's just like they stay up there and they're kind of tucked into your house. So you don't really see them. So it's not like you're the guy with Christmas lights on year round.
Oh, yeah.
But when you want to turn them on, you just hit a button, change the colors however you want. So like one of our neighbors, I think, just got those installed. And he has them moving and they're flashing.
That's fun.
I think it looks cool.
Well, one person in this room has the greatest Christmas decoration of all.
Who's that?
That's Sarah, because she has my Christmas card on her Christmas tree.
Oh, wow.
You got the Christmas card?
Yes.
Danny, did you get Terrence's Christmas card?
I sure did, and it's red in my trash.
You already threw it out.
I didn't even get one.
Ooh. Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
I absolutely sent one to you guys.
Well, I mean, I believe you did. I just haven't, you know, Puyallup's far. I mean, I get it already made it to West Seattle and Mercer Island, but, you know, after Mercer Island, you have to then get on a horse.
Yes.
To get to Puyallup.
Like, this is true.
Hopefully by today, I'll be able to get it.
It'll be a big day for you.
You'll get yours once we get yours. Because that's how we get the addresses.
You get the address and then you send it back. I love that.
Yeah.
Are you making Tatum write out the addresses yet?
Oh, boy. I don't know if we want to do that. Like, she's pretty honest. She can write words. Like, she can write her name. I can't promise you she'll write it in a straight line, but she can write her name.
Barrett helped me put all the stamps on.
In the right spot?
Well, I didn't realize, like, I didn't realize that there is, like, a zone that they, like, you have to have the stamp within this, like, specific zone. Some of them might be a little, a little close to out of the zone.
Oh, did they get sent back?
I don't know. I haven't gotten any back yet.
Did Barrett put the stamp on mine?
I don't remember, Steve. Maybe.
I'll keep you posted.
Well, you know what? You'll have to be the one to tell me, because you'll be able to tell if it was me or Barrett.
And also, for those that don't know, Danny V loves getting these kind of Christmas cards. So if you want to send him, if you have one of those fun family Christmas cards, just send it to Danny V, 800 Fifth Avenue, Suite 1400, Seattle, Washington, 98104. And it'll get right to him.
Hooray. He'll put it on his fridge immediately.
Highly encourage it.
The fridge that's down in the dump.
Did you guys score any big Cyber Monday deals?
I did. And I think it showed up I got another one of those rubber band rings. The Qualo brand.
Oh, yeah.
They had an insane Cyber Monday deal. It was like $10. But then I didn't realize that because it was just one thing I was buying, that the shipping was like $10.
Will it be worth it for you?
It's still cheaper than what they usually are, so yes.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, how about you?
Now, I did get something, and I brought it here to the studio today. Because I want you all to experience it all over your face.
Oh, God. Whoa!
Yeah. Are you ready for it?
No.
Yeah. What does it all mean?
Of course, Sarah's always up for a good time on her face.
Find out at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix Show.
I did get some Cyber Monday deals handled for some friends and family and things of that nature, but I also was a little bit selfish on Cyber Monday, and I bought something for myself, Steve Miggs.
Good for you.
And I just
treat yourself.
I got a question for you. Do you find yourself stressed?
Yes.
Do you sometimes have headaches?
I had a bad one yesterday.
Oh, well, this is the solution for you, Steve
Miggs.
Okay,
why do I feel like I'm a part of like some weird QVC thing? Right?
This is called the Renfo Eye Massager.
What the F is that?
Yeah, though? You might have to take off your headphones, though, because you're going to have to put it around your head, and I'm going to turn it on. Here, let's hear this sound.
What in the...
It looks like you're putting some kind of, like, space thing on Steve.
It looks like ski goggles, but they forgot to take out the holes in the eyes.
Also, it looks like you get...
Okay. Is this going to brainwash me?
Yes.
Wait, you're kind of aggressively putting it on me. Like, are you trying to take over my brain?
Okay, put it on.
Okay.
All right, let's see. Oh, my God.
Wow, you look so cool.
Oh, it's kind of tickling me.
It vibrates.
It's vibrating my...
It has heat.
Oh,
it has massagers.
Just as you said heat, it started getting warm.
Did it really?
Yes. This is...
It looks like VR... But it has these like little air pockets that massage you and roll all over your face. You can add music if you want, Steve.
You can add music to
you
it?
Can add
Wait, the minute you said music, it started going, do you hear that?
Is that, that's the vibration.
I hear the vibration.
Oh my God,
that's for sure. Oh, I do hear it.
This is so weird.
How does it feel?
I would have said at first when you put it on, I'm like, this is the dumbest thing ever. But I kind of want to keep it on. It feels good.
They're awesome. So I test drove one down in Oregon a couple of weeks ago, and then I saw they were a Cyber Monday deal, so I scored it for myself.
How much did you pay for this thing?
$55.
Money well spent.
Right?
Yeah.
So great. They say you're supposed to not wear it for more than 20 minutes at a time.
Oh.
It can make you a little, discombobulated, so you got to use it sparingly.
If for anyone wants to see this, by the way, Sarah's filming this whole thing and she's going to put it up on the Instagram, I would imagine. You got to see this thing. It looks ridiculous.
So you can do massage and heat only. You can do massage, heat, and vibration. You can add music.
Oh, it's getting a little tight around my face right now, guys.
Steve's about to start snoring.
Can you breathe?
Like.
It's getting super tight. Can you get this thing off? It hurts kind of. It's hurting a lot, actually.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
Nah, just leave it on.
I loosened up again. Okay, I'm good.
Yeah, just leave it on.
I feel like this is how I'm kidding. It didn't hurt that bad. I feel like Raver Steve would have never left his room if I had this on.
You kind of look like you're a Daft Punk fan.
Oh, here it goes again. Once you said something like that, it starts doing the pulsating again.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I got it.
So. Oh, boy. There you go. Sarah, your turn.
I think he's out. Yeah, try it on. I think Steve's out.
it feels extra weird when you take it off.
That's right. What That's why they say you gotta like go easy when you take it off.
You gotta go easy.
Oh God.
Sarah's turn.
So you what do you think about your mic there, Sarah?
I don't love it.
Oh my God.
This is not nearly as exciting or amazing or relaxing as I thought.
You spent $55 on it?
$55.
I'm saying you got a good deal.
Right? Yeah. It was a spoken deal.
But it's the two hippie festival people that think this thing is awesome.
Yeah, this is not relaxing at all.
I'll put it on a different setting for you.
It's like thumping my head.
So we can turn the thumping off. You don't have
to. Well,
now
you know what it feels like to be in a room with you.
Wow. There is a woman who was arrested all because she was missing French fries. We're going to tell you what happened during the Daily Migs download after Scorpions.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle's with us this morning, but he now speaks with a Scottish accent everywhere
weird.
He goes.
I picked it up. I think it has something to do with the water that they turn into whiskey.
Do you know the national anthem now?
Yeah, this is the 8-bit version.
Yes.
Right?
It's called Flower of Scotland. Welcome back, Ryan.
Yeah, thank you. That's what they called me while I was there.
Do you know what the official flower of Scotland is? It is the thistle.
Oh, it is the thistle.
Yeah.
You know what? That is a thing there.
I was waiting for the punchline on that one there.
I honestly thought thistle was the punchline. I'm like, I don't even know what a thistle is.
Do you know what the animal of Scotland is?
Is it the Highland cow?
It is not.
Scottish Terrier.
Unicorn.
Oh, of course.
Dead serious.
I was going to go with the Ryan Castle.
They do the unicorns and the fairies and all of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
There, yeah. I'm a fan of the Highland cow or the hairy coo.
Is that Neil Patrick Harry Koo riding the unicorn? All right, anyways, let's go on over to California where a woman was arrested in San Francisco because, well, she was very upset that she didn't get her French fries and she threatened McDonald's employees with a loaded gun over missing her French fries.
Dang.
I guess it escalated when she sent her kids who were with her to address the issue. Then she came into the store herself saying, I have a gun. The police were able to find the loaded weapon in her 9-year-old daughter's bag.
Oh, jeez, mother of the year, huh?
Late submission. Here we are in December. We've got our mother of the year. Police posted the picture of the gun and her Marc Jacobs purse, which is like a $400 purse. Yeah. But she has got issues affording some French fries. I guess they even joked and said, obviously she was hangry and that her dinner now is not at a McDonald's. It will be sandwich and milk, a.k.a. prison food.
Ouch. A Canadian woman was arrested at Auckland Airport for allegedly attempting to smuggle 22 pounds of meth. And she disguised that meth as Christmas presents. The street value of these drugs estimated at $2.2 million found in her carry-on luggage during a flight from Vancouver. Maybe they just left the Eras tour.
You don't tell us, we're fans. They love that meth.
Yeah, I'd have to be high.
Not enough meth in this planet to get Ryan Castle to go see Taylor Swift, I tell you. Last night, tough one for the Seattle Kraken. I mean, we went to overtime against the defending Stanley Cup champions, the Florida Panthers, but ended up losing it in the shootout. Joey Decord had a great game, but up next for them, taking on the Boston Bruins, and that game is happening at Climate Pledge Arena tomorrow night. As far as weather, 48 degrees and cloudy. The DMD is brought to you by Olympic Hot Tub, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Migs Show.